Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The BetQL model has gone 16-9 on over-under bets in Kevin Gausman's starts for the Giants. So if you bet $100 on each, you'd be up $534.83 right now, Ron. And I bet you could put that 83 cents to use.
I could use it.
The Pirates host Gausman and the Giants tonight. All right, let's get back to hockey. Ron, let's look at some of these other series. I can't wait. I just can't wait for the NHL playoffs. Like I said at the top of the show, something just feels more legitimate, more real than it felt in the bubble.
I did not see the rest of the schedule. It was Boston, Washington the first game. That's Saturday night.
I didn't see the whole schedule.
I don't know if there's anything earlier than that or not.
But that one is starting when? Saturday night, you said?
7:15 after the Preakness.
You think Medina Spirit's going to win that one, Ron? On steroids?
Maybe Medina Spirit and then Ovechkin, maybe. Who knows?
I'm going with Mr. Ed in the Preakness. Did you ever cover horse racing?
I did. Yeah, I told you. You know I've been to the couple of the derbies and told you about the sun coming up over the Twin Spires. Yeah, you don't listen to me sometimes, but that's okay.
You remember Chris Spire of the Giants?
I do. And I covered a Belmont Stakes. I never did a Preakness.
I've never covered a horse racing event, and I wouldn't know what to do if I did. Anyway, who do you got in that series?
I'm taking Boston, reluctantly. I'm not ruling out Washington, but I'm going to take Boston in seven.
I can't wait to watch this one either. I'll tell you that. I'm going to be parked right in front of the old television watching that one on Saturday night. We mentioned this Penguin series comes down to goaltending.
They're all going to come down to goaltending.
I don't trust the Capitals goalies. I'm sorry. Yeah. I don't trust Vanacek and Samsonov when you have Tuukka Rask, and maybe even if they have to go to Halak or that other kid they used.
Yeah, he's been really good too.
So I like the Bruins in this. Rask was 7-1 in his last eight starts with a .923 save percentage. He's
been
rolling.
Out hurt, and he came back, and what a lift he gave them.
Yes, and Ovechkin did play in that last game, but it feels like guys have been in and out of the lineup, hurt, COVID situations, whatever it's been. Listen, the Capitals had a pretty amazing season for all they went through. I just don't think they can survive a Bruins team that is red hot heading in. Not like the Capitals were cold. I think they were 11-4-1 heading down the stretch. They were, and I give them credit for that. I just think the Bruins have the better goaltending and are the better team right now. I think everything that happened to the Capitals may catch up to them as the oldest team in the league. It's the Chara Bowl, right?
Yeah. You think he'll get an interesting reaction in Boston, I would think. I don't know how many people are going to be there, but would be interesting. Now, do you boo that guy?
No.
He's on the other team.
No, he gets a 5-minute standing ovation.
And then do you boo him during the game?
Yeah, then all bets are off. Right. All right, we had two people here yesterday. I think it was Craig Button, and I forget who else. Maybe it was Jay Caulfield. It was Jay Caulfield the day before who picked Florida to upset the defending Cup champs, Tampa Bay. What do you make of that series?
I'm going with Tampa Bay. Champs until proven otherwise. I think they got the best goaltender, Vasilevsky. I've not seen what Kucherov's status is. Is he coming back?
He's supposed to be back, and so is Stamkos.
Then I'm going to take him. I'll take him every day. I just think they're a great team. I think Cooper's a really good coach. You know, not that Quenneville isn't in Florida, but I like Vasilevskiy. We've been talking a lot about goaltenders. Wouldn't you like to go into the playoffs with the very best one?
Sure would. I think that this, again, is going to be must-watch. This you could argue this is the best first-round series. I don't care what else is going on.
Your man Horney could be front and center.
Well, he's hurt. He wasn't listed in their line combos yesterday.
Oh, I didn't see that.
I don't know if he's going to be ready for game one. But the last time these teams played, which was just Saturday, they combined for 154 penalty minutes, 4 fighting majors, 10 misconduct penalties, and 6 roughing minors in the same game.
I don't think you're going to see that.
It set the stage for an intense series.
These are two teams that don't like each other. Put it that way.
Florida dominated the Lightning. The last 3 games, they outscored them 14-4, and they've won 6 in a row. But as you said, Tampa Bay just completely changes here. They just brought back Stamkos and Kucherov, who might have been the best player in the league last year. That changes everything, and the whole series, in my opinion, comes down to, yes, goaltending, but also whether those two guys, how soon they get up to speed.
Yeah,
it might be unrealistic.
Just being in the lineup doesn't necessarily mean they're going to be productive in the lineup.
Could be awfully big for their power play heading in. I'm going to go with the Lightning in a 7-game just death match.
Yeah, I like the Lightning too.
All right. Then we have Carolina and Nashville. And this is my upset, Ron.
You're going to pick Nashville.
And I'll tell you why. Nashville got red hot down the stretch. Philip Forsberg, who wasn't with them for a while this season, I think he missed like a third of the season. And this goalie, this Saros kid, has been incredible. I mean, down the stretch, his name is UC Saros. 16-6-1 with a .941 save percentage since March 18th.
Pretty good.
A high draft pick. He's getting up there. He's 26, but this is about the time he was supposed to take over for your friend Pekka Rinne. And I'm picking them. I'm picking them in 7.
I'm going to go with the chalk. I'm going Carolina in 5.
Who do you think's going to come out of the East? I mean, out of that. Well, there is no more East. Who do you think?
No, the Penguins are the East.
Right.
Tampa Bay. I'm going with them. I'm riding them.
So am I. And I may go with them all the way to the Cup Final. I just think until proven otherwise, when you have the best goalie and maybe the best defenseman.
I think Hedman's going to win the trophy.
Norris Trophy?
The Norris Trophy.
He could. I mean, you could make an easy argument that they have the best goalie and the best defenseman. And then for me, it's a matter almost of buying time until Stamkos and Kucherov are ready to go. Okay, then we have Toronto, Montreal, Edmonton, and Winnipeg. Give me 2 winners there.
Boy, Toronto, Montreal, first time in 42 years. Don't you wish there were fans there? Would that be great? Or what?
Yes.
I mean, I got to go with Toronto in 5. I think Toronto's much the better team. But these talk about two teams that don't like each other. That would qualify. I'm going with Toronto.
So am I. I think they're going to crush Montreal. I mean, the temptation, and I think it was Button again yesterday who said he's not counting out Montreal. A lot of people early in the season thought Montreal was a legitimate cup contender. That proved to be false. And I think Toronto in this series wipes them out.
The next one is my
sweeps them. I think they sweep them.
My upset special.
Yep.
I'm going to pick Winnipeg over Edmonton. Edmonton still has to prove they can do it, right? I mean, they got the stars. Can they do it, though?
They have the stars. The question is, what do they have beyond the stars? I think it's a better rounded team than they've had. And again, it's goaltending and their goalie. How old is Mike Smith?
He's
as old as me.
He's been around a long time.
He's 39. I mean, their goalie is 39 years old, Ron. And yet he had a great year. So I think that's a question mark for them going in. I can't believe, but not necessarily, that won't necessarily keep him from winning a round, but I can't believe a 39-year-old goalie is going to take them very far.
Another thing that really hurts not having fans up there, that Winnipeg crowd is just incredible. Remember that from a couple of years ago?
The best.
It they lost their team and they got it back, and it's just an amazing situation.
Then we have Colorado and St. Louis. Who you got?
I got to go with Colorado. I picked them to win it all at the start. I'm going to stay with that.
How many games?
Oh, I might go six.
So do I. I'm picking it in six because the Blues started to play a little better. 6-1-3 down the stretch, and they have still some winners on that team.
Craig Berube, good coach.
Yeah, they'll give them a battle. And then another series that should be fascinating, and that's Vegas-Minnesota.
Minnesota's really good. I can't go against Fleury and Leonard and Vegas. I mean, I think we're destined for Vegas-Colorado in the next round.
So do I.
I'm going to go with Vegas in six.
I'm going to go, and I don't think that this is a ridiculous statement. It'll be a very competitive series. The games will be very close, but I think Vegas wins in five. And I think you'll have Vegas-Colorado, which is going to be just...
Maybe the two best teams in the league.
Maybe. Could be. And the Penguins in six. All right, Ron. Those are all on the record. We'll be revisiting all of that, I'm sure. Coming up in the show, we have Rick Tockett coming up at noon. What do you want to ask Tock today, Ron?
Oh, I got a lot to ask him, you know, about his coaching future, about that whole, just what we're talking about, the Colorado-Vegas series, about Fleury, you know, about what he thinks of the Penguins. I know, you know, even though he didn't play them, he's watched. He and Sullivan told me he talks to him quite regularly. I mean, he was on Sullivan's staff here, and he knows what's going on with the Penguins, what we can expect from Malkin.
Coming up next, we have Ray Fittipaldo. He wrote a really good story about how NHL veterans trying to keep rookies out of camp and how that's not working. For instance, last I saw, all the Steelers rookies are here and ready to go for rookie minicamp. Also, I'm sure Ray has reactions to the schedule and how the Steelers have the toughest schedule in the league based on various metrics, like how many wins people got last year, how many they're projected for this year. All Steelers talk with Ray Fittipaldo, top of the hour.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.